Okay, take a picture. So, well, good morning. My name is Daniel Mellado. I'm here today with my colleague Miguel. Here we are both principal software engineers at Red Hat. I'm currently working in the observability team, basically monitoring so, and he's on the OpenShift virtualization team. We just wanted to speak today a little bit about CNI, which stands for Container Network Interface. This is basically all the networking in Kubernetes, but not only limited to that. Because I think one of the things that this project lacks the most is documentation and how does this work, how you create a plugin, what are the primitives. I think that's something that is super simple, but there's little to no documentation besides the spec. So let's go walk through that. Yeah, this is a quick intro. So you may have been noticing that we are going to be speaking about CNI plugins chains specifically. That means that we are going to be basically putting a couple of plugins in serial mode. But first of all, CNI may stand for three different things, and I want to be a little bit clear here. Like you can have the CNI specification itself, which is a document, it's fine, you can read it. Then you got the plugins, so if you go to GitHub, you can see the CNI plugins. This is a set of plugins basically maintained by the community. Bridge, MacMillan, you name it, there's a couple of those. And the third thing, it may be just a Kubelet plugin. So those are basically the three things that you may be interested into. We are going to be always speaking about the plugins here in this session, but we'll be happily discuss anything after that. So just in case, here we are going to be speaking about Kubernetes, but let me take a note that the CNI specification on the plugins, they do work totally without Kubernetes. So with any runtime engine such as Rocket, and in fact, this started out with Rocket. Well, I guess Casey started that out. You can be running this out with Cryo, Rocket, whatever you want to play with this. So what is a CNI plugin specifically? CNI plugins are binaries, which are basically copied over any of the hosts that are in your Kubernetes clusters. So if you want to install those out, you probably need a daemon set to deploy it on or do that manually. So here, who runs these CNI plugins? You could either run that yourself, but usually you would need to have the Kubelet run those for you. Is there anybody here who doesn't know what a Kubelet is? Okay. The Kubelet, oh, you fucker, anyway. They were throwing me out, so anyways, I'll go ahead. So, well, basically, when you go and have the Kubelet, which is a mystery thing that you don't know what it's about, runs the binary here in the host, it basically creates a network namespace, which is tied to a BEth interface. As this guy doesn't know what a BEth interface is, I'm going to be basically speaking out of that for him. So it's a virtual point-to-point, tunnel, so you can basically hook this up into whatever you want to. Like most usually, these are connected to OVN, OpenB suites, or whatever virtual suites, or it depends on the CNI plugin implementation. So, how do I configure the thing? These are usually configured by a configuration file. We're going to be speaking later on a little bit about how this changes. But yes, FYI, and Miguel will be speaking later on about this more. Prior to the CNI specification 030, you weren't able to, put your plugins in serial mode. It would just break. So you would need to know, basically, there's a couple of CNI components that you need to put. Basically, the name of your CNI plugin, the type, and the type should match the name of your binary, or it would probably break afterwards. Then later on, you need also some mvars, which basically are telling you, like, okay, against which pod do I run this? You see, because it may be a pod, or the buffs of whatever. If you put all this out, and again, recall, a CNI plugin, it's a binary, so you just run it as any binary you would run, goes to your CNI plugin, and then you can exit code. If you did your things right, like that, this should be getting you an exit code of 0, no error, and then you would be getting your standard out here, which is just JSON. Why JSON, and why not using the RPC and a daemon like everything in Kubernetes, you may ask? Because again, this wasn't meant to be used only for Kubernetes. And if you get to stay at the more networking session, they'll probably be speaking about at some point using YAML for that too. But here, for the sake of this session, what you would need to remember here is this prep results, basically, and advancing some stuff later from my colleague. This is the previous results as per JSON at the plugin. And if any plugin gets a previous result here, it should output to the next one, just in a serial mode way. I was speaking about the specification. What the hell is that? So, if you are implementing your plugin, you need to make sure that it observes the several primitives, which is add, del, check, and version. So, for instance, you may want to add. Okay, I want to add a pod. I want to delete a pod network interface. A second version, to be honest, and even if the specification really expects you to, honor this and observe this, they aren't really used by most of the commercial plugins. So, for instance, Cilium, I guess they don't do any kind of check, maybe version, but those aren't really needed, and we'll be discussing that later on. So, this is what a config file usually looks like. So this is nothing like a big deal. Super simple, CNA version again, for example, and getting you backwards like with the things that we were speaking before. This one would work with CNA plugin chains because it's 0.3.1. If you put 0.2.0, it would basically fail miserably, telling you that he hates you and it would crash. Then you got here the name, I don't care, but this type should match the name of your binary there later on. Then you can put also plugin specific things that are, for instance, this is basically comes from the Bridge plugin, which Mikkel will showcase later on. So you can put here, okay, this, what do I need for a Bridge? I need the name. Is it the default gateway? I'm going to be forcing the address later on. And this is a little bit special, but I won't be discussing that because you'll be seeing that later on the conf list. Again, okay, so you told me about CNI plugins or binaries. And also, I got JSON as configurations. So where do I store these things out? So basically, when you define the Kubelet configuration, you tell the CNI binary path. And by CNI binary path, it's just a directory where I store all the plugins. Sadly, there's little to no logging in most of the plugins. So if something breaks, you would have to go and see what's going on here. So you would just go. One of the things that usually fail the most is just like you don't have the binary here installed, and it would fail and telling you that it hates you again. And the config directory is here, and it's just a couple of JSON who maps to the name of the binaries usually, and where you put the specific plugin configs. Plugin chains, let's go for that. So that's the big deal. Again, available since CNI, well, 0.3.0, those are required since the version 1, because now everything is a chain, even if it's just a single plugin, and everything is a conf list, again, even if it's just a single plugin. So if you just want to put the things on the old way, it would just break. I was also pointing out that now, let's assume that you got a couple of plugins here, like, you got the Bridge plugin, then you got a firewall plugin, which is one of the most usually use cases for this, and then, let's say put a couple of plugins, bandwidth, another firewall because I like to, and I am going to be putting another Mac build interface here. So all these plugins are expected to honor like that they're going to be passing the proxy results to each other. So even if they don't know anything about what comes before, because the Bridge plugin would know how to make a Bridge, but the Macmillan plugin won't. So everything comes through the plugins, all the info goes through using prep results, and we'll be showing you later on with a demo, if it doesn't fail. Okay. This is the config. This is not a config for a CNI plugin. This is a conf list. So if you see, this pretty much resembles what you had in a config file for a plugin before. So now we got CNI version. Okay, I know I'm just saying this a lot, but it should be greater than 3.3.0, otherwise this would just break. This is your conf list, and then you get basically a list of plugins. Instead of one, we got a few of those, and those would be just working together. So in this case, we got a name, because all the plugins would need the name, it would need the type, which should match the binary, and then we got the specific configurations. So in the demo, we'll be showing you how these plugins get to link with the privacy results and so forth. But if you see, it's just a list of plugins with name, type, and then specific configurations. But if you just want to do something, I'm buying this, I want to create my own plugin, you probably need a name and type, even if it, does, if it doesn't do anything. Okay, go ahead, Miguel. Now, use cases. And then I guess I spoke maybe a little bit too much, and even if we are late because we got a rush to the airport at that, but I'm handing over to Michael and Miguel, who's going to be showing you this a little bit around, and then if it works again, the demo. Go ahead, Miguel.
Well, I'll use this. So this is like a list of the plugins that are provided by the CNI maintainers and are available on the container networking / plugins repository. So the first is Tuning CNI. It allows you to configure like a list of syscuddles. So if you need some syscuddles to happen inside of your pod, you use this Tuning CNI. The Bandwidth CNI, as the name implies, like quite evident. What it does is to throttle either the ingress or egress traffic to your pod, if you want to do those kind of things. The firewall plugin, what it does is only allow access to and from the IP addresses that are referenced in the result that the plugin got, for instance. And the port mapping, as the name kind of implies, it does port forwarding, configures port forwarding from the host into the container for the set of ports that you specify in the configuration. Now, having said this, let's go to the demo, and I'm now wondering how can I do this while holding the microphone.
This doesn't work, I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that, like.
of course.
Really sorry.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Better.
Awesome.
Easy. Okay, so the first thing that I should mention, like Daniel like referenced Kubernetes a lot, like but please remember that CNI is Kubernetes is a user of CNI. Like it's not that you can use CNI by itself, and as such we're going to be using something called CNI tool. It's just a binary that you point at at a certain CNI binary and give it like a set of environment variables, the plugin's configuration via standard DIN. As Daniel said before, like you basically pass the configuration of the plugins, you give it the input parameters, which are the environment variables, and you execute the binary. And this is how we're going to be seeing the demo. You can follow it on this link, but the first thing I think I should explain is like the scenario we're trying to achieve, and this can be seen here in the bottom right corner. So very simple thing, we just want to have like a bridge, two namespaces interconnected via this bridge, and we're going to be configuring a static IPM on static IP addresses on each of the namespaces. And then we'll run an iperf from the client to the server, and we're going to see how it fares. So first, I also need to show you the configuration that I'm using for this. Okay, it's this one. And this is the configuration that we're going to be using to achieve this scenario. Like, we're going to be using a plugin of type bridge. This is the name of the binary that will be invoked on the host to create the bridge. Give it the name. We enable the IP's capability so you can put a static IP in it, and you tell it that you want static IPAM. And that's pretty much the configuration that you need to give it. So let's just run the example. Okay, you like this parameter here that you see. Can you see it? Is like the font big enough? It's good. Okay, thanks. Like you have to give this like the name of the configuration. If you see like unlimited bandwidth, it's the attribute here on the upper left corner that you see under name. It's the same thing. It must match. And now this configured the scenario, and it's now running the iperf session between both the client and the server. And as you see, we're getting like a very big bitrate of around 60 gigabits per second. So this is with a straight configuration. Now let's use a different configuration where we reuse the first configuration, but we use it in a chain, and afterwards we put like the bandwidth plugin. Again, what this does, it will throttle the input traffic into the network interface of both namespaces. So we're going to be doing the exact same thing. but with this added, with this different configuration and bandwidth limiter. And as we see, like the bitrate that we're getting is literally a lot less, and it should map somehow to the values that we've configured here. So what this shows is that you can use like this bandwidth plugin in a chain in order to achieve a different use case than you had before. Like you want to throttle traffic to this, you use this type of plugin. Yeah, I think that's, let me just check the time. Yeah, we're good, still have 10 minutes. So let's run the second demo we had. We have actually, sorry. Okay, the scenario is a lot simpler this time. Like we just have the same bridge as before, but we just have like a network namespace connected to it. And what we're going to be doing is showing you how the chain actually works, focusing on the on what Daniel said before, like you need to handle always the previous result and you need to account for it and you need to pass it along the chain continuously. And okay, let's just show the configuration of this plugin. So this chain might look a lot more complex than the one before because it has more things in it, but it's very, very, very simple. So this thing first will call the bridge plugin. It will create the bridge. Then we'll invoke the debug CNI. Like this CNI plugin is very, very simple. The only thing it does is print the result it got from the previous plugin. So what we're going to be seeing is here is the result of the first plugin in the chain. Afterwards, we run the tuning CNI plugin. And what we're going to do is to change the MAC address that we got on the interface of this dummy namespace that we see here. So the idea is we first run the bridge plugin. This thing will assign a random MAC address to the interface that is on this namespace. We'll print that. We'll run tuning to change that MAC address. And we're going to print that again to see like the result of the previous plugin. And that's pretty much it. Let's just run the example and show you the what I actually mean. So here we see like, and so this log here is the result of the first call of the debug CNI. And as we see, in the pods, in what would be the pod interface, which is identified by this attribute, sandbox, that points to the name of the namespace, or actually to the path of the namespace, we see that in its result, we have the interface name that was created on that network namespace, and we see that it was assigned like a random MAC address that is identified here. We then run the tuning plugin that changed this MAC address, and we finally printed the previous result again. And we see that this changed to the MAC address that we specified statically in the plugin configuration, which is exactly what we wanted to show. Like that, like very simple demo, but I think it kind of illustrates in a very neat way how chaining actually works in a step-by-step manner. And with this, we arrived at the conclusions, and I'd like to basically tell you again what we just told you, like focusing on the most important things that we think are about this. Like, first thing is like these plugins, remember what they do, they add more stuff to the pod, so they enable different use cases. Like you can prevent IP spoofing, you can throttle bandwidth as we've seen, you can configure port forwarding from the host to different containers, you can configure different syscuttles, and actually you can also create an allow list of the syscuttles that you can use inside of the pod. And finally, I think like, if you have to keep one thing from this presentation, is that a meta plugin must always handle the result of the previous plugin. Like, you need to account for it. First of all, because you don't know if you're a plugin, you don't know if anything will run after you in a chain. Like, the user will configure it, so you don't know what's gonna happen afterwards. So you need to send a result, and if you're somewhere in the middle of the chain, least you can do, or least you must do, is grab the result you got from the previous one and echo it. into the next one. Now, finally, remember that two things. Plugin chains are only allowed starting from CNI 0.3, and they're the only configuration type allowed starting from CNI version 1.0. Like if you use the first configuration example we shown on CNI 1.0, it wouldn't work. It will explode, it will fail, make you miserable. And like the idea here is know your previous result always, because that's probably the most information you'll get from anything that ran before you. Like as Daniel said, logging is clearly not the thing that's most prevalent on, at least on the CNI, on the plugins that are maintained by the CNI maintainers. And this concludes our talk. And
so, thanks a lot, guys.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Can you tell a little more about use cases of CNI without Kubernetes?
Okay, that's a really good question, and it's going to probably eat all the time that we have. Like, I work for KubeVirt, one thing we do in it is, so there's a pod, and inside the pod, you run a virtual machine in it. Now, CNI, what it does is configure the pod interface, but what you want to have is like networking inside of the VM. Like, you need some way to get like the extended connectivity from the pod interface and into the VM. You need to have something there. And we have code in our code base, in the KubeVirt code base, to achieve this. Like one of thing we could do using CNI chains is to offload that entire code to CNI plugins that would create, for instance, the bridge that you have inside of the pod to extend that connectivity, that would create the tap device from which the VM would create the emulated network device from. So I really think this could be moduled using CNI. That's something we still need to see. Like, it's a very rough idea yet, but it's an example, I think.
Now, somebody says that, I guess the quickest one is, yes, you know, he was mentioning CNI tools. CNI tool is just used to develop CNI plugins, and it doesn't have Kubernetes at all. And you can see that the plugins themselves run there. Even that, Rocket. So Rocket, it was on its own. It didn't have to use Kubernetes at all. And it's where most of the CNI plugins were originally developed. Just put any kind of, you know, runtime engine, and it would work. No Kubernetes needed.
So if I have a CNI plugin that sets up some external state, for example, a firewall that might even be a separate device, and something goes wrong and I lose the delete, how do I recover from that?
So that's an amazing question. Like, you need all, like, you must design everything assuming that CNI deletes will be missed. Like, it might happen like all the time. So you need to have a reconcile loops of sorts that knows about your state, relevant state, and reconciles it somehow.
But I didn't see a way to even check if the state should still be active. How does my CNI plugin know that something is still there?
It's clueless. Like, you need this to sounds account horrible. For that. You need to, like, I don't know, like, to monitor this little kid and assume that he will not fall and hit the head in the corner of the table. You need to do that out of band. Like, it's not designed to allow for that. I'm sorry.
Hi. During the presentation, you mentioned that some CNI plugin, like Cilium, but I guess that you were also mentioning other plugins, they're not doing loggings and they're not using the entire APIs. How comes?
I mean, it kind of depends on your CNI. I guess you hear me. It's okay? So it kind of depends on your CNI plugin implementation. So for instance, some CNI do implement logging, but it's not something that is within the implementation itself at all. So you may be totally fine in doing no logging at all, but then good luck debugging it. So you have to go to the Kubelet logs, you have to go to Cryo logs, and then good luck, you know, debugging all those. So depends on your implementation. For instance, Doug, which is here, he implemented some of his logging for, you know, multis and so forth, but that's not something that is on every plugin. And for sure, it's not in any of the community maintained ones.
Okay, thanks.
Any more questions?
Well, thanks a lot for your time and for listening to us, and bye-bye. Enjoy Poznan.